You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
This week, you gotta be kidding me, is a good thing. Now, you may know I've been less than thrilled by the Bush presidency. Though his tax cuts have kept the economy smoking and cut the federal deficit in half, Bush has tried to give a free pass to millions of people who broke the law to get into our country, putting our security and economy at risk, and doing no favors for immigrants themselves. Bush also waited 3 years to replace the incompetent Donald Rumsfeld, and W has also spent our money like it's going out of style. But a new day has arrived. This week, the Supreme Court upheld the 2003 ban on partial birth abortion, which was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Bush. For those of you who don't know, partial birth abortion usually involves a baby being delivered up to its neck, and a pair of scissors being jammed into the back of its skull, and its brains being vacuumed out. By the way, that feeling of disgust that just ran through you is because partial birth abortion is something out of ancient Babylon, not decent society. But back to W. President Bush appointed Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Anthony Scalia, both of whom ruled to uphold the partial birth abortion ban passed by our duly elected Congress and signed by our freely elected president. As this week's Supreme Court decision on partial birth abortion demonstrates all the more, the appointing of Supreme Court justices is perhaps the greatest legacy of any president. Now, through the decisions of the Supreme Court justices he appointed, President Bush's legacy includes the banning of a most barbaric and rarely medically necessary procedure. Oh, and by the way, the finding that partial birth abortion is rarely medically necessary comes from Justice Kennedy, who wrote the majority opinion in this case. Perhaps Bush will look to further salvage his presidency by passing immigration reform that secures our borders and rightly deals with folks simply coming to America for a better life. And maybe, just maybe, the president will continue the counterinsurgency that's starting to work in Iraq and stop spending so much of our hard-earned money. But for now, you've got to be kidding me.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.